Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, we got this too. We were talking about getting caught having sex in public.
Yeah, yesterday we it was at Silhouette from that place in Columbia.
Yeah, and then also on the Ferris wheel at Cedar Point.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
A few years back, a new retro-style drive-in movie theater was built just outside of Omaha. Well, the wife and I went for a horror double feature that night.
And horror, right? Yeah.
Yep. Horror.
Well, he shouldn't call his wife a whore. Right.
Bought some mushrooms with us. Oh. One of them disposable dyed weed pens you get from the head shops.
Jesus, getting wasted. Okay.
Smoke shops, by the way.
Did they call Uber?
We put a blanket down and was just snuggling.
The Uber drivers just watched the movie from the front seat the whole time.
Enjoying the movie. Then the mushrooms kicked in. We started making out like teenagers. We're in our 40s.
Blanket on the ground?
Yeah.
They got out of the car and laid in the ground. Right. They got it.
Well, we really got into it and just kind of forgot about where we were at the time. It started right there on the blanket. Not sure how long we were at it, but when we finished, we were showered with applause in the form of honking car horns and flashing lights.
Whoa.
Nice.
At the time, it was incredibly embarrassing, but now it's a fun story to tell.
Get some.
Love the show. Listen every day. That's Johnny. Good job, Johnny.
There was a guy that also sent us one yesterday where apparently he was having sex with his wife in a public pool at night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that came in yesterday.
Yeah,
I got it. I got it here.
This is a good one.
This is from Snot Bubble, by the way. That's his Deadpool name.
Okay.
I was in a community pool that was pretty well hidden away and quiet with my girlfriend at the time. In the Navy, she went with my folks to a family gathering. We all met up together. Hadn't seen her in months. While we were in the pool, we decided, why not? Just a few minutes in, we heard a whistle that startled us both, and there was a man standing there. She was mortified, and I had an ear-to-ear grin. The man says, the dirty old man in me wants to keep watching, but the neighborhood watching me says, you gotta go.
The dirty old man in me, I love that. You gotta go.
He said, I apologize as we were leaving. He told me, nobody comes out here after 10 anyway, and winked.
Oh, and he winked.
So comes, and then he was, except for him, he'd just be sitting in the shadows, like, oh, you're back.
Nobody comes out here anyway but me. I watch for people to have sex out here at night.
Yeah.
And that's why I stand here. So I was finished, so I made you guys stop. Yeah, that's what he. That probably was.
Yeah, that's what he meant.
I'm already done, so you guys can stop now. All right, so I don't get in any trouble. So apparently, Jay-Z answered a question that was going around the internet, and now I can throw this about other Steve. But I don't hate or like Jay-Z. It's not my scene. But the bottom line is, apparently, it was going around the internet. Would you rather have $500,000 or lunch with Jay-Z? And Jay-Z came out and finally said, "Take the money." You know, basically, it's not worth having lunch with me for $500,000 or something like that. You can get, he goes, you can find out who I am by listening to my music. Blah,
did they
blah,
say
blah.
What's for lunch?
No.
Nobody asked that, Nick, because it's $500,000 and it's a famous person you're having lunch with. I would tell you, I would take $500,000 over everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. And by the way, I would take $50,000. $50,000 over everybody.
I'd take five.
That's what I mean. People have a number. I'm not saying my lowest number is 50. I'm just trying to break it down from 500. Because if you're not taking $500,000 before you're having lunch with your hero or you're somebody famous that you love, then that's just a bad financial decision for you.
Yeah, you must already have money.
You must have a lot of money.
So there's people. You know, what do people pay to eat lunch with Warren Buffett? Isn't that like a yearly?
That one's always crazy.
That's always like an auction thing.
Yeah, and that's a lot of money. But that's also rich people giving rich money, and they write it off because Warren gives that to charity too. So that's a whole different thing.
I wonder if that number's approached 500,000. But all those dudes just—they have money.
You and Paul Stanley for 2 hour lunch, Nick.
Oh, well, give me the money,
Nick.
$5,000.
I'd take $5,000. Well, what's like? I'd need 2 minutes with Paul Stanley.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna stammer and he's gonna be annoyed and
he'll be annoying, right?
I don't know how long he'd be able to hold his disdain.
Yeah, and then you don't want that to happen. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah,
dude, like, I get it. You like me.
Yeah,
like
it's like
me,
Paul Stanley didn't hate me an hour ago.
Well, apparently, Nick, in 2022, the lunch
this
with
is the
Warren
Buffett one, right?
Yeah. The lunch with Warren, excuse me, set a new record.
Oh, we did that bit. We talked. He get a footy from Warren.
Right.
Remember that?
Well, the previous record was set in 2019 by cryptocurrency entrepreneur Justin Sun. He paid $4.57 million.
Wow.
In 2019, somebody it was through an eBay auction. Paid $19 million to eat lunch with Warren Buffett.
That's crazy.
And it all goes to benefit charity.
Especially I know where they went. You know?
He's not keeping that money.
No, some people just have too much money.
That's a perfect example of that.
But I know they're giving it to charity, but they're also giving. They're still losing $19 million. So
they think that they're looking at it as like a business investment. Like you're going to get some nugget of knowledge from Warren that you're going to then be able to turn into billions.
No,
what are you going to
get?
You're
going to
talk about how good the asparagus is.
Yeah, that's a complete indulgence.
Oh yeah,
they're not getting $20 million worth of advice from Warren Buffett.
But that's how they look at it.
I think that's dudes that have that much money and want to have something over their friends. Like, oh, you've got a new Maserati? Guess who I ate lunch with?
Your face is a Maserati. I
saw a picture of a Maserati online the other day. It's the license plate says, does 185.
Oh, really?
It's your Walsh reference.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
The personalized place on a Maserati just says,
and
your
right,
face.
Nick, even $5,000-$10,000 is worth more than probably for most people than actually having a lunch with a celebrity, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's really famous.
But how much would people pay for lunch with Todd and Tyler? Lunch with Nick and Push?
Well, those are two very separate questions.
Yes. Yeah.
And also, it's not for charity. I'm going to pocket that.
Oh,
yeah. I want the money if I'm going to go to lunch.
Rodeo burgers on you.
Yeah, you're buying and paying me.
Somebody hands you $100 to have lunch with them, that would be
right.
That'd be lame.
Lunch is lame. At 10:30 here.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
10:10.
No, they have to come in at 9 and just eat with us, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to waste any of my personal time.
Polyamorous family has gotten back to us with more answers to more questions. Originally, when we got together, this is the lady is married.
Right.
And her husband and I dated. This is a woman. But realized we were better as friends. He's free to have other relationships, but currently not dating anyone. So they were, I guess you would kind of call it swapping. And then there were others involved as well. So it sounds
that guy's
like
over there by himself, not getting laid by anybody else, though, you know?
Well, that's his choice.
No, I don't know if it is, man. He might not be able to get laid by somebody
else. He's
the
only guy living in Spanktown.
Right, yeah. Just thinking about his honey, I'm going to go over and see the neighbors.
So
you're late, aren't you? Yeah, I'm going to get late.
I'm curious of the dynamic. Do they remain faithful in the little family situation, or are they allowed to open up and go, well, obviously, this guy can go outside the family.
Maybe that guy did it the right way. He's still able to go out, and those three are not.
Seem committed to each other.
Right. But then he's bringing in a new penicillin every couple of weeks, so don't you think?
Yes.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Well, if they're moving to the house next door, like the husband's going to move there too, and they...
Sounds like it. That'd be my
guess. You guys having fun? I'll see. I don't want to come over because I'm not banging anybody over there. It's just you are, honey. So, yeah, I don't know.
I don't want anything to do with you people.
Yeah. Well, you could have my wife for every other night if you want her.
Right. Please.
Yeah. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Who's this?
Oh, we got a caught in public call.
All right.
Morning, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good,
good, man.
What you got?
Yeah, I know we were talking about something similar earlier. My girlfriend and I were dating, and we went to a live show up in Omaha there. And after the show, everybody was clearing out. We snuck into the bathroom, and she was performing an act on her knees right behind the bathroom door on the inside of the bathroom. And the lead singer of the band came in and opened the door and whacked her in the back of the head. We thought that was pretty funny.
Who was the the band?
The Gavin Rosdale?
Was this was this Joe?
You know, I don't know. It was like, I don't know, man. It was just a live band playing fun swinging music. I don't know.
The local band, or were they famous? Local band or famous band?
Yeah, I think it was a local band. It was quite a few. I think it was about 5-6 years ago.
Okay. Okay. Well, we know a lot of local
just,
bands.
Just happy she didn't clamp down there.
Yeah.
We'd be talking to a
First of all, it's hot, except your wife was on her knees in a bathroom, and that's pretty gross, man.
Did it continue after the door?
Girlfriend at the time, no big deal, he said. I don't care. I'm with you. It's her knees, not mine. I don't care.
That derail the whole thing?
You should derail.
Was it done after that?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
Did the guy in the band realize what happened?
Oh, yeah, he was cracking up. And the funny thing is we walked in there, and I was like, hey, let's go into the stall. And she's like, nah, right here. Like, zip. Like, what the heck?
What's the name of the bar, the club? We've all probably been there, you know.
I want to say it was called the Jitterbug.
The Jitterbug? All right.
Not familiar.
I don't know.
It was more like a dance.
Were you guys doing the Charleston all night?
No, just like, jazz dancing. Okay. No, I don't know. It wasn't really my theme, but it was a good time.
It was a Nick Allen show.
Jazz with an A.
Thanks, buddy. Jazz with an A. Yeah. She's on the floor in a bathroom.
I like how that guy doesn't remember anything.
And a skull hematoma would kind of be a mood killer at that point. You took a smack to the back of the head.
But
the
I said, what she was doing at the time, the head had to go forward then, and he's lucky, right?
Yeah.
He was skilled about dancing around everything.
He was totally
for making it compatible for the air.
Yeah, he was, you know. And that's
I had to coach him up a little off the air.
He did better than we do, usually.
Yeah.
You do, Nick.
I would have been dumped for sure.
If I pay for dinner with you guys, you're going to put out, right? That's Matthew.
Yeah, that depends on the number.
Why don't we just put puss up for that? Because he's got, the message
genitalia. You, right? Yeah, you can have your choice there.
Right. Yeah, choose your own adventure.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hopefully this is the last time you hear this ad, because with Chime Checking Account, features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts, or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.